I believe it was God Willing and the Creek Don't Rise, I think was the name of it.
Yeah.
So tell me more about this one.
Okay, so this piece is an outdoor piece that is made of a bunch of different types of yarn and some cord, but it is over 5 miles of material.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's really thick. It's deceiving that some of the photos makes it look like just like a fishnet kind of net, mm-hmm. but it's got about 8 layers in some spaces. The piece came about when COVID hit, and it was, you know, right in the middle of our semesters, and I got kicked out of my studio and I needed something to do mm-hmm. with my hands. And I had like all of these like first COVID ideas, and I would love for folks to make a collection of like all of the creative projects people intended to do during COVID and then were like, no, I'm never gonna do this. Because I feel like my first like week and a half was, or like month and a half of that was just that, of like pouring over these ideas that like were not gonna actually last or make it to, you know, the cutting, or like it wasn't gonna make the cut. It was all like things that I thought I had to do versus what I wanted to do, and I was just losing a lot of motivation. And I think it was just like a really difficult time to try to like continue on any sort of normalcy, as I'm sure so many people can agree with, like the school year, like thinking that we have to, you know, there's a pandemic happening, and right. then just like the amount of grief, and then knowing that like I just had this intense worry constantly of like of the region, and of like in being a Southerner, like knowing like just rural spaces of like lack of resources that were happening, lack of hospitals that were happening, like just knowing how the pandemic was going to hit certain populations harder than others, and like feeling super helpless in that. Because I feel like as an organizer in the South, you're constantly trying to bring awareness and trying to bring tools to like the lack of resources that are right. needed in your space. And on a non-pandemic day, people ignore that easily. And then, you know, like that it's, you know, there's going to just be mass disparities in how it was responded. And mm-hmm. and I don't know, I was just sort of swimming in that, and it was like taking away like any sort of room for creativity in me. And I gave myself like a daily task of like, all right, well, I don't know what I want to do. I feel like everything is worthless right now. I'm feeling really stuck. Like, I'm just going to go out and like tie some knots. And mm-hmm. so I started in like one area of my yard where, if you can see where the yellow is, it like branches back to, yeah. It was attached to this like rail, that this railing that led to nowhere. Like I guess it used to be a footpath that has been long overgrown, but mm-hmm. I just started attaching that rail to this dead tree that was next to it. And then I like each day I would go out and I would do it for like, you know, I started off doing it for like 2 hours, and then I did it for 3 hours, and then I did it for 4 hours. And then by the end of it, like I was just spending 12-hour days like outside, just tying knots and like just trying to like not make any intellectual decisions, like just give myself something to repeat over and over again, where my only decision is like, how do I get from point A to point B, mm-hmm. and then work it back? So I think it was a process of like letting go and mm-hmm. and really not even like trusting myself, but just like, I don't know, just I felt like I was just on a path and I just needed to get to the end of the path. And if I got to the end of the path and I looked around and was like, this piece is awful, like then that was fine. You know, because it was more about that duration, but mm-hmm. you know, thankfully I looked back and I was like, no, I actually like this thing a lot. And so that was really good. But I say that just to preface that it was like, it was a reactionary based sculpture that came about from the decision that I made right before it, mm-hmm. versus this like well plotted out like image that I had in my head that I was like shooting for.
Right.
And then, you know, it very quickly dawned on me as I was as it started to build mass, that it's like, oh, I'm making a literal net, and I'm thinking about safety nets, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking about cultural safety nets, and I'm thinking about the ones that we have to make for ourselves and for each other. And growing up, my grandmother, as you know, awesome, like Southern grandmas have amazing wisdom. But she would often talk about the flood. Like, there was a massive flood in the early 1900s that completely destroyed a lot of Louisville, and how much like they needed their neighbors in order to survive. And like, it was just constantly coming back to this idea of this massive flood as being like her, you know, she didn't use these terms, but I see it, it's like her radicalization of like, there is no entity to save us. Like, we save each other. Right. I feel like so much of Appalachian history is like that. So much of like Kentucky history, so much of the South is, you know, like we are the ones that have to take care of ourselves. There's no one else that's going to save us. And so I was thinking about that and how, you know, you could connect that to the like amazing rise in mutual aid projects that happen and like all of the really great stuff that came about of people making that a part of their cause of like, you know, being the ones that save ourselves. And then, you know, it made me think of that saying that's like notorious of like, God willing and the creek don't rise. Mm-hmm. And how like, there's just such a beautiful like message in that of, you know, beyond just like the cliche of it, but like how frequent that is used in my childhood. And I'm sure it's been used in yours too, of like, it's just this common refrain, and what it's saying constantly is like that we have to be prepared.
Right.
And when you add that lesson to like, we needed our neighbors to save us, you like, it's not just a prepare like, oh, you know, God willing and like nothing happens to you, but it's like God willing and nothing happens to us.
Right.
And I just love all of that. So that's where like the title came from. And then the ritual of like making it came from that space. And then as you can see, like I dove really heavy in the bright colors again, and this mm-hmm. idea of like embracing the super synthetic part of fiber and fiber arts, which also for me, like starts to develop that conversation again, like I said in the last one, of like these class hierarchies and this idea of like craft as necessity versus fine art craft or high-end craft, and like who gets to determine those labels and who fits into it and who doesn't, and what does that mean in the ways of how we look at like creativity across classes. And yeah, so
very, very cool.
I never know how to like conclude the talking of a work, because you're like, I don't know, it's, I could go on like 8 other pages on this really right. particular part of it, but
all right.